Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I am your host, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host today is Otto Loos. I don't even know why I have to say today, because Otto is kind of our permanent co-host since pandemic COVID started, right? Yeah. So yes, thank you so much. Also, Christina Liu, who is the fabulous radio show producer of Project Independence and You and pulls the show together every single week. And next week will be how many years? 10 years? 10 years. And pretty much the radio show has aired in some capacity every week. So, and that's all really thanks to Christina. And we'll be having the Christina Liu Hour starting at 11. We'll be doing with Talk of the Town, talking about everything that's going on in North Hempstead and Project Independence. So we're going to get back to Kathleen Cameron. You were going through a very important list for our listeners. So if you would like to continue.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we were talking about medications and the fact that there are several classes of medications that cause side effects that can increase the risk for falls and cause things like sleepiness during the day, dizziness, that can predispose someone to be at risk for falls. And I think Otto was providing a great example during the break. One of his friends was on a medication, Xanax, which is used for anxiety. It's used sometimes to help people sleep, those who have insomnia, but it really should only be used for short periods of time. But many older adults have prescribed Xanax and other medications in that class for long periods of time, which as we get older too, our bodies metabolize medications differently. Our kidneys don't work as well, and we may not eliminate drugs like we used to. And these medications can build up and create even more serious side effects, you know, something like leading to dementia-like symptoms or delirium in some older adults. So again, having that regular medication review is critically important, not only for falls prevention, but for general health. So that's the third step to prevent a fall. The next is getting vision and hearing checked annually, and updates to eyeglasses if needed. And because, you know, our eyes and ears are really important in keeping us on our feet, keeping us balanced. You know, certainly when we have hearing issues, it can absolutely impact our balance, our what's called our vestibular function. And we talked earlier about the potential for Medicare to be covering at least some of the costs for vision and hearing. But we really encourage folks to get those annual exams.
Well, I'll double support that. I do wear hearing aids, and I will admit that the number is it takes 7 years to admit you have a hearing problem. Hearing is a funny thing. It doesn't happen in one day. It's a very gradual process that you lose your hearing, mm-hmm. and it's not like vision. You look at a television and you know it's blurry. When you listen to people, you really don't know what you don't hear. So people are very, very reluctant for cosmetic reasons as well to get involved with hearing aids. And I'm a 1,000% supporter of the fact that you should have your hearing checked. And if you have a problem, you should really do something about it. If your family's telling you can't hear, you can't hear no matter what you say. You know, it's so important to be able to hear what's going on around you. I will admit that if I take these things out, I don't hear hardly anything. You know, you don't realize how bad it is until you can hear again. And I just encourage anybody who's listening who has any kind of hearing problem to try to do something about it. You know, get over the mental block, whatever it might be. Anyhow, that's my editorial comment.
Of course, and they make hearing aids today that are, you know, not as arduous as the ones in the back. I mean, you know, they literally are almost invisible unless you're really looking. So if there's
you can't hardly see mine, to be blunt about it, you know. And they are expensive. There's no question. But there are options if you have a real financial problem. If you're a veteran, you can go to the VA. We've had people on with the Lions Club. They have a program called Lend an Ear, where they will donate and give via an audiologist hearing aids to people who have a financial problem. And a lot of audiologists are involved with that program. I don't know if there are others, but there probably are. But there's no doubt hearing aids are expensive. The ones that are advertised depends on your life. Some people can function with the $200 things that they talk about because they're not that engaged outside of maybe listening to TV or whatever. But you really should do something about it no matter what the problem.
Yeah, no, I agree. And there have been a number of studies looking at the impact that hearing loss and uncorrected hearing has on isolation and loneliness. Yeah. Many older adults who have hearing loss or don't have hearing aids, may not participate in activities that they normally would, because they feel self-conscious because they can't participate in conversations that might be happening, might miss parts of the conversation, not know how to respond. So, yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Well, it leads to dementia type symptoms also. People might think you have dementia, but the facts are you can't hear. So you don't know what's going on. So whatever you say might be completely irrelevant to what the conversation was. And you don't know it because you don't know what you didn't hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So the next step to prevent a fall is keeping your home safe. And I think that's probably near and dear to Project Independence, right? Removing things like tripping hazards, improving lighting throughout the house, making stairs safe, installing grab bars in the bathroom. Those are some basic things, but we have some great resources.
Get rid of lamps. I have to throw that in. That's a big one.
The what?
Lamps and cords and, yeah.
Yes. Tacking down cords or, I really like to, advocate for sensor lights in the bedroom because a lot of falls happen at nighttime when older adults are getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. We need to make sure there's a clear pathway from the bed to the bathroom. But, having those sensor lights in place is really critical. And, they've become pretty inexpensive and easy to install, across, say, the edge of the wall or a sensor light on the bed stand, the nightstand next to the bed is really great. Many older adults still live in homes that have stairs, which can be challenging to navigate. There really should be handrails on both sides of the stairs. I love, putting tape on the edge of each step because, again, as we get older, our vision changes and we may not be able to have the depth perception as we did as we were younger. And also sometimes the stairs, if they look exactly the same, kind of blur into one another and a step could be missed as we go up the steps. So just a piece of like color tape, even some of the painter's tape, put that on the edge of the steps is a really simple way to prevent a fall. Some older adults I know are longer able to use steps and maybe need something like, a lift if that is affordable for some folks. If not, there are lots of resources in the community. I don't know if you have Rebuilding Together.
We certainly do.
Do.
We have contracts with them. We also did, along with United Way many years ago and continue to work with them, the Access to Home program. So we did a lot of work, we're kind of really, we pushed that, that main level living concept. So you're not, if you have to go downstairs in your basement for your refrigerator or your washer dryer and you're carrying baskets, you're on the phone. I mean, there's such a you know, an opportunity for fall in all these, you know, like you were saying, going up the steps for your bedroom, or that's where your main bathroom is. But, you know, one of the important things too, that we, you know, we talk all about, and if only we all did plan, you know, this is something that people, you know, maybe around my age should think about. If that house is going to be the house you want to stay in, is to really, you know, in addition to make sure that your roof, everything is kept up, is to focus on a main level that perhaps you could live where you're not, you know, up and down the steps. Because once you fall, if anything happens to a hip, your house has to be set up for you to come back home to. You know, you have steps in the front of the house, or your bedroom's upstairs. You want to be able to get home. And, you know, so planning is so important. But the advice now is even more important for people who don't have that option to, you know, do construction in their house. But so being, you know, completely aware of your surroundings and the opportunity for slips and falls. Yeah.
You know, some of that applies to any age, because if you wind up hurting yourself, you know, you hurt your knee playing soccer or whatever, you have to be able to get up and down. And even no matter how old you are, you might have a problem doing that. So really, it doesn't hurt to think a little bit like that at an earlier age.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, Rebecca, I loved what you said about, you know, when we're in our, you know, 50s, even our 40s, you know, if you're making, changes to your home, if you're doing remodeling, take that opportunity and do some of the things that are going to help you when you reach, you know, your 60s, 70s, and 80s, and having that, you know, the room on the main level. Yeah. I wish more people would do that. I mean, we still have sort of a, you know, we live in an age of society. We need to change attitudes about that. And most people think that, well, if I make changes for my older years, it's going to look institutional. It's not going to look the way I want it to look. That's not the case anymore.
No.
Even grab bars are beautiful.
It's, you know, it's funny, when we were doing Access to Home, this was in 2007, when we first did it, you just learn so many things that, you know, when I'm at someone's house and their parents there, I'll say, you know, why do you even have a ladder in your house? Like, get rid of that ladder. You don't need anything on the top shelf. We do have to take a quick break. This is Project Independence in You at Community Talk Radio. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller, with Otto Loos. We've been speaking with Kathleen Cameron, and we will be right back.